Yesterday morning on this radio station, Pat Pagano went against everything that the National Weather Service and that 99.9% of the meteorologists were saying, and I have proof that he did that.
You know, this is just not a storm that you can chisel in stone, even though we are on the day of the storm. This is still a difficult one. Notice, and I'm sure you have, that I have gone, I continue to be low on the accumulation range. Will we get into the banding of this storm? Well, there's only one way that that happens, and that is if the storm comes far enough north. If it doesn't, we won't get into the heavy banding.
Hello, hello.
So I'm going with the fact that it just may not bring the S plus, the very heavy snow, up this way.
That was Pat Pagano yesterday morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio. He's calling back now. Pat Pagano.
Just as you said, good morning, everybody. Just as you said, and I have proof, the audio went out.
Well, what happened was I played your audio clip from yesterday saying that you weren't convinced that the heavy snow bands were going to come up here.
Right.
And you gave three reasons. And then you gave the forecast where you said you could see 2 to 4 inches, but the 4 inches are more down to the south and the two inches are less up north. And in our little neck of the woods, there are some towns that got 1 to 2 inches, believe it or not, down by Kent and stuff like that. So we do have some delays, and also over in New York State. But, Pat, you hit it on the head, and I've posted this, that you're probably the 1% of the forecasters that predicted this right on the day of the storm.
Yeah, I was. It was very stressful, and I wasn't sure. I remember when I spoke to you yesterday afternoon, I wasn't ready to drop our guard totally. And then when I saw what was happening late in the day, I changed that forecast even lower. I went to 1 to 3 because it just looked like there was too much dry air over us. And the storm was not moving up the coast. It was moving eastward. Meanwhile, parts of Long Island had 18, 19 inches. So it was a pretty incredible storm. And you know, double-digit snowfall was very common down across parts of New Jersey into northern Delaware and Pennsylvania, all the way out through central Pennsylvania. So this, to me, was one of the biggest storms of the so-called late winter season, because it affected so much more real estate. And not only did it affect so much more real estate, but it affected them to a very major degree. Now, you have to remember, folks, that for us, 10 inches of snow is equivalent to 4 inches down across the Mid-Atlantic.
Yeah.
You know, so it's all relative. So for the Mid-Atlantic to receive over a foot of snow, that's equivalent to us getting 3 feet. And it was just a remarkable storm. And again, remember the analog was 1958 when the storm did pop off New Jersey. And I was telling you, there were some amounts of up to 30 inches in parts of Pennsylvania with that storm. And it was a remarkable similarity to 1958. So put that in the record book.
Now, will this close the books on major snowfalls, do you think, for the season?
I will have to go on the records to say that I won't say it will close the books until after Easter Sunday.
All right.
So we have one more week, in my opinion, as far as significant snow. I think when we get into April, we still will have some snow, but I don't think it'll be too significant.
Is there anything that's on the long-range map that shows anything?
Well, in the pattern that we're in right now, cold air, and again, this is relative, cold air will still be over the northern latitudes. And with cold air in the northern latitudes, you always have the possibility of wet snow, especially if it comes at the right time of the day, at night. So you can't let your guard down yet. In the meantime, just a partly cloudy, windy day. about 45, 25 to 30 tonight. Sun and clouds Friday, but snow showers in the afternoon. Could these drop a little bit of an accumulation? Yeah, a little bit, but not much. Highs mid-40s. We'll have some flurries around on Saturday, low 40s, and a scattered flurry Sunday with a high only near 40. So very chilly for this time of the year. I have to tell you that what I thought was interesting in this whole scenario is that forecasters were really, especially in the New York area, were playing it down last evening when I watched the TV people, because New York City came out with 8 inches and the original forecast put out for New York City was 12 to 18. And while some parts of the New York metro area did get a foot, that was the exception to the rule. So, you know, at this time of the year, you have to be very, very careful about forecasting high amounts, especially if it's coming during the day. Called my sister last night on the South Shore of Long Island, 7:30. And I said, could you tell me how much you have? So she said, let me go out the door. She came out there. She says, less than an inch. Now, it snowed there all day. She got less than an inch. I guarantee if I called her this morning, she's going to tell me she's got about 10. Most of which came in. Remember what happened to you last week?
Yep.
When you picked up 8 inches of snow overnight?
Yeah.
Same thing. Most of whoever recorded a foot and a half on Long Island, most of that came last night and came in snow bands that basically did not move. It's what we call training. Just goes over and over and over again. And I did get one call from an observer out there. He said, it just snowed heavily. He said, for hours on end. He said, we picked up about a foot overnight. He said, because before I went to sleep, he said he told his wife, we have about 7 inches. And he figured, well, you know, that's in line with what I told him. And then last night they picked up 12. So they have close to 19 inches there.
Pretty amazing.
It is amazing. And it only goes to show you, again, I'll repeat this, the extremes are now the norm.
Norm, yeah.
Yep. So that's that, Marshall. Now, of course, my weather center looks like a bomb dropped. Yeah. There is so many paper. You just don't have a chance to keep anything orderly, you know, when a storm like this is raging yesterday. So today I hope to spend some time in cleaning this all up. And wouldn't you know it, in the midst of the snowstorm, two film clients wanted to sign up yesterday and wanted forecast immediately. So in the midst of this whole snowstorm, here I am trying to set these film clients up and getting forecast out for them. That's because it was raining over the West Coast. And they got mudslides and everything, so the West Coast is in bad shape. Again, California.
Well, they're in bad shape with that, and we're in bad shape with this. Well, our end of the winter has been...
It's been brutal. You know, March has been terrible.
Well, here's what most people don't realize and what I realized the other day. Yeah, we've had the snowstorms. Yeah, we've had 8 inches, 10 inches, different locations. That's been terrible. People don't realize how much colder it's been the past couple of weeks than it should be.
Correct.
A constant cold, I'm talking about. Yes. I mean, it's not bitter cold because we went through the... But it shouldn't, the temperature shouldn't be in the teens and 20s at night and only get into the 30s during the day at this time in March.
That is correct. You are so right.
That's what's got me about this. Forget about it.
People have just kind of accepted it and they're just going along with it, not realizing that this is not what it's supposed to be. Because when you look outside and you see the snow all over the place, it sort of equates with the temperature.
Yeah.
So you don't think about the fact that, yeah, this is the end of April. I mean, this Sunday's Palm Sunday, and next week is Easter, and we still have plenty of snow all over the place. You know, and it's not in the 50s.
It's pretty amazing. And once again, I have to give you credit for what you said. I thought you were crazy yesterday morning. I said, well, Pat has been drinking some. He obviously has been hitting the cherry brandy because... he's only calling for a small amount of snow for us. And the warnings were out. And then I called Pat, really, sitting in my comfy chair at home at about 1:30. And I said, hey, I don't see this going. And he says, yeah. I don't see it either.
I said, I know what you mean, Marshall. I'm not ready to take it down yet. I said, till the upper low gets off the coast and I see what it does. And remember, I said to you, I think the snow is going to be coming in from the northeast.
Yeah.
And sure enough, this morning, if we get any flurries, that's where it's coming from.
Well, we got, I'll say, maybe an eighth of an inch of snow at my house. In Sharon, it looks like there might have been close to probably a half inch to an inch in some locations. And I think if you go down to Kent, they probably got an inch or 2 inches of snow.
Yeah, which justifies it, the whole thing. Yeah. Now, not only will I clean up the weather center today, but Marshall this weekend, think of me on Sunday when I'm at church and they do the longest sermon and gospel and homily. This is the long one this Sunday in church. So while I'm doing that whole thing, you could actually be watching our movie.
Yeah, because I didn't watch it last weekend. I will watch it. You know what my problem is? I only have one set at home that has a DVD because now I got Amazon.
Right.
I only have one set that has a DVD thing, and it's in the bedroom. And by the time, if I get in the bedroom, and
I fall asleep.
It doesn't matter what time of day I go in the bedroom. If I lie in the bed, I can go to sleep instantly in the bedroom because I have a real nice mattress. One of those. I was one of those converts to those. Those real nice mattresses many years ago that I even forget the name of it now. But anyway, yeah, so I'm going to try to stay away and watch it. But once again, congratulations on hitting the nail on the head yesterday. There's a lot of meteorologists today blaming computers and saying the computers were wrong at this and that. And Brad Field, who is retired now, said, hey, computers are the tools. Every once in a while, as a forecaster, you got to take the hit when you didn't use the tools or use them to their full efficiency. And that's what being a meteorologist is all about. You're not going to be right 100% of the time. But when you're right, you're right. And when
you're wrong, you're wrong.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. Can't blame the computer. The computer's not on TV.
No, and part of being a meteorologist is to admit when you're dead wrong. So, you get the pats on the back, and you also get the kicks. So that's part of the job.
Well, take the pats on the back today, and then we'll save another kick in the butt for later on.
That's right of me. Thank you.
All right, Pat. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All righty. Take care, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning with the check on the forecast. And, you just got to understand how impressed I am with Pat, how the way he hit it yesterday morning at 6:45 before anybody else. So congratulations, Pat.